Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. In your book, you write, "The prospect of death can fill you and me with terror and dread unless we know where we are going. Knowing as much as we can about our final destination and who will meet us at the end of life's journey takes the fear out of getting there." And so say a bit just about, you know, maybe to that person who's just fearing, maybe I know I'm going to heaven, but I'm scared to die. What can you say to encourage them?
Oh, you know, I remember the first time I went to India, I didn't know who would be meeting me. I didn't know what I would find when I got there. And so I was terrified. I was almost paralyzed with fear. I got halfway around the world and thought, Ann, what in the world are you doing? You know, but I went, had a wonderful time. I've been back several times since. I'm not afraid anymore because I know who will be meeting me. I'll know more or less what to expect when I get there. And I think we can be afraid of dying because we don't exactly know who's going to be meeting us. We don't know exactly what to expect on the other side. But for a child of God, now I'm not talking about an unbeliever, but for somebody who's put their faith in Jesus, when you die, you just close your eyes to this life and you open them to the face of Jesus. It's a transition where your faith becomes sight. So I can be afraid of hospitals, needles, pain, if you're in a car accident or something, you know, some of that can be associated with death. But the moment of death is nothing to be afraid of because Jesus comes to welcome you into his Father's house. So, you know, if somebody is listening who's terrified of dying, then I just think you need to talk to the Lord about it because he says, when you walk through that valley of the shadow, I will be with you. And he will be right there to take you by the hand to lead you through and your faith will become sight, and, you know, in a nanosecond, you're going to pass from this life to the next.
I want to talk with you about just how our view of what heaven will be like evolves really as we get to know the Lord, as we get older. In fact, you wrote, I love this, you said, "As a young girl, my vision of heaven was framed by my mother's assurance that whatever was necessary for my eternal happiness would be there. So in my child's mind, that included ocean waves, mountain peaks, a favorite pet that had died, Sunday night Bible games with the family, sleepovers at my grandparents' house, Chinese food, and a smaller nose." Bless your heart. "Over the years, my requirements for eternal happiness have changed, but my dreams are still big." And I would just love to have you talk more about the view of heaven that we have and how God just really prepares us for that place.
Yes. You know, when you think about heaven, heaven is actually a real place. Somewhere in the universe right now, Jesus is preparing a place that if you could be there, you could walk it off, you could touch it, you could feel it. It's an actual physical place. And the way we know what it's like is because the Bible tells us. And it's not based on, you know, there are books today, Susie, that are coming out about people who have died and they say they've gone to heaven, they come back and tell us what it's like, or they have a near-death experience and they say whatever. And you know, the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. So we need to be very careful who we listen to about heaven because the devil can deceive us through people's experiences. He can deceive them about their own experiences. You know, so I base what I believe about heaven on what the Bible says. And the Apostle John, who wrote the Gospel of John, at the end of his life, because of his relationship with Jesus, was put on basically a rock in the Aegean Ocean. It's the Patmos, island of Patmos. And he was in exile, cut off, isolated. And it was at that point that God gave him not only a vision of the glory of Jesus, but gave him a glimpse inside our heavenly home. And John wrote it down in Revelation 21 and 22. He gives us a glimpse of what's inside of heaven. So when I think about heaven, I want to pull my thoughts in line with what the Bible says. And so in those chapters, we don't know everything about heaven, but we know enough. And what I've done, I've gone phrase by phrase through what John says in Revelation 21, and then I've just given it practical application and meaning. Like he says that when he looked at heaven, he saw walls that surrounded the city. They're 200 feet thick. So right there, that tells me heaven is a safe place. You know, there are going to be no bombs or missiles or active shooters or rapes or robberies, or there'll be nothing inside of heaven ever again to make you afraid. You'll be safe.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.